Welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. My name is Eileen Smith, and my goal is to help you build a better blog. Coming up in this episode, we'll talk about do follow and no follow links. Do follow links on your blog when people leave comments? Well, here's the thing. First, let me tell you the difference between do follow and no follow. Basically, they are attributes, and it's something that Google came up with to say whether or not a site who has a link would pass or flow any of their authority or page rank over to the site that they're linking to. So in the case where it does flow that authority, that's called a do follow link. In 2005, they introduced something called the no follow attribute. That means that I will have a link on my site to your blog or to your website, but it will not pass any type of authority or page rank. Now, when a link has no follow, that doesn't mean that it's has no value, because people are still going to click on the link. And this is what, let's just take, for example, an advertisement. If you have advertisements on your site, they should be no follow links. But the idea is that people will click on the links and then go ahead and purchase or do some type of interaction with the site that you're linking to so that you can get credit or make a commission or whatever the case may be. So there's a difference between do follow and no follow, but it only relates to search engines. So traditionally, people will have a do follow link along with comments that come onto their site. Until, like I said, the trend started back in 2005 when Google introduced the no follow attribute. And so people started no following those links because they felt, and this is still prevalent today, that some people just come to their blog and leave a comment just to get the link and to get that page rank and to get a little bit of that link juice flowing off to their site. Now, a lot of people will hire some SEO companies or link builders, or they may even hire somebody on Fiverr or come up with some type of an automated script to try to place these links on your blog. So you do have to be careful, especially if your blog traditionally gives do follow in the comment section. You guys probably know that I have a close affiliation with Comment Love and Andy Bailey, and I have been nominated as the official Comment Love ambassador. And a lot of times people think of Comment Love as going hand in hand with do follow links, but that's not necessarily so. So I'm going to break it down to you because I know a lot of people are a little confused about this. There's two versions of Comment Love. One is the free version that you can get from the WordPress repository. The other is a premium version. And with the premium version, all of us, and there's thousands of us who have this premium version, we have a lot of control over do follow and no follow, even down to the individual comment. In other words, we have parameters. We can say, okay, if this person comes to the blog and they leave five comments, or whatever you set it for. You could set it for 10, you could set it for what, 4, 2, whatever. After they left their fifth comment, their links can be do follow. But once that comment actually shows up in your dashboard, you can look at the comment and say, you know, I know this person's been coming around and they have been commenting faithfully, but their comments really, they're not, just don't have enough meat to them for me. I still feel like this person is just coming just for the links and they're not really adding any value to this conversation. So I'm going to let their comment go through, but I'm going to turn off the do follow and turn that link into no follow. So it depends upon how heavy-handed you are with your comment moderation. And in some cases, I can be pretty heavy-handed. It really depends upon my mood that day. So when you come and leave comments on basic blog tips or even on my blogger blog, which is Miss Eileen Speaks, which is where you'll find this podcast, by the way, MissEileenSpeaks.com. I have the intense debate with Comment Love installed. So try to add some value. Ask a question. Give some feedback that's related to maybe something that another commenter said. I can always tell when someone never listened to my podcast or even one of my videos if I have a blog post with a video. And they'll ask a question that I know that I directly answered in the video. And so I'll say to him, have you watched the video or did you listen to the podcast? Because that's the reason why I put this information so that it could be a more casual and a more intimate way of me getting this information across to you. I'm hoping that because this topic of do follow and no follow, it is pretty intricate and it's pretty technical, but I thought that having this topic and having this conversation with you in the podcast would just lighten it up a little and just let you guys know that, hey, first of all, when you first start blogging, you don't have any page authority. So it's perfectly fine to have do follow links on your blog. I've been blogging for 3 years. Basic Blog Tips has been around for 2.5 years. I have a nice page rank. It's a PR5. And as blogs go, that's pretty good. My Alexa rank is at 10,000. And a lot of those comments on my blog. And let me tell you, I have approved over 34,000. That's right, 34,000 comments on my blog. And a lot of them are do follow. Before I actually recorded this video, I went through some of Matt Cutts's videos. I'm sorry, before I recorded this podcast, I went through some of Matt Cutts's videos, and that's over at the Google Webmaster Help YouTube channel. And I just did a little search for do follow and no follow, and I actually created a playlist. I'll add a link to that playlist so you can see all the questions that have come in that I could find in the search and all the answers that Matt has given about this topic. And one thing that I was even surprised at, that there are way more do follow links on the internet than there are no follow. He said that nofollow is a very small set or subset of the entire volume of links that are on the web. So it's not like do follow links are going to be the death of your blog. They're not, especially if giving that do follow link, honoring your commenters, giving them a little endorsement, brings them to your blog, lets them know. Because I got to be honest with you, I read a lot of blogs. I don't use Google Reader to keep track of blogs, but as you guys know, I'm in a ton of blog communities, so I'm never at a loss for blogs to comment on. Very rarely will I even waste my time commenting on a blog that doesn't have Comment Love on it. It's a handful, believe me. That because why? I have thousands of blogs with comment love that value me and my comment enough to give me a link and to say, and I don't care if it's do follow or no follow, I really don't, because I know I'm going to get the traffic. And the reason why I know that is because I have Comment Love Premium and it shows me who's clicking on those links that I leave in other Comment Love blogs. You didn't know that, did you? And I know that on my blog, a lot of people click on those links that people are leaving in comments. If you leave a compelling enough title, or if you have a compelling enough title to your blog post, especially if it's related to any of the topics surrounding my blog, people are going to click on it. And they're actually going through those comments, looking for new people and, interesting stories to read. Bloggers love to read just as much as they love to write. And so you want to encourage this. That's my view. Now, I'm quite sure there's others who will, be like, oh gosh, no, I can't give you anything. I just want you to come to my blog and give me everything. But hey, what can I tell you? I'm just not one of those people. And I just want to add one little thing, and this doesn't really have to do much with the do follow, no follow thing. This is about commenting systems. And I have to clear up something. Comment Love is not a commenting system. If you have Comment Love on your blog, you are using WordPress's default commenting system, and it's enhanced by a plugin called Comment Love. On the contrary, if you have Discus or Livefyre, you are using a separate commenting system. Now, I've heard a lot of people say one of the things they like about Discus is that you don't have to worry about logging in. You can just sign in with Twitter. Well, I'm one of those people that, first of all, I have more than one Twitter account. And yes, they're for different subjects. Like I do Twitter for work. I don't want to be in my work Twitter account and go to a Discus blog and sign in with that. And I know I'm not the only one that's doing that. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, I'm always getting kicked out of Discus's system anyway. I would say 9 times out of 10, if I go to a blog with Discus, it wants me to log in anyhow. And I don't log in with Twitter. I have an account with Discus. So I just wanted to throw that in there too, because when you're talking about commenting, I think a lot of people are confused. They say, which commenting system do you like? Do you like Comment Love? Comment Love is a plugin, but it is not a commenting system. So just wanted to clear that up. You keep your default WordPress commenting system. Okay. Now, one more thing that I want to say about this idea of do follow and no follow links. And it's also a word of advice that I always give. And if I forget, I'm going to make this statement now. Everybody should always test to see what works best for them. Your niche will be different. Your topics on your blog will be different. Your readers will be different. Just for example, I know that I have a blog that's very similar to one of my good friends. His name is Brian Hawkins. He has a blog called Hot Blog Tips. He runs it with a couple of other of our blogging friends, Sherlock and Mitch Mitchell. Our blogs are very similar in the types of content. We both talk about YouTube as well as blogging and, SEO and that kind of stuff. But we have different readers. We don't have the same audience, believe it or not. So things that work for Brian may or may not work for Eileen. We got into a conversation about commenting the other day, and We all had different opinions. You know, so you have to look at your flow of traffic, look at your Google Analytics, look at what's going on with your blog. You need to talk to your readers, question them, ask them to leave comments on your blog posts so that you can get a sense of where they're at. Some bloggers may be a little bit more technical savvy than others. You need to know that you have these differences and this diversity within your audience. So don't get comment love because I tell you to get it. Get it because you want to, because you want to give it a try on your blog. Because I have 34,000 comments. Don't think you're going to get 34,000 comments. You might get 50 or 50,000. Either one. Gotcha. Okay, guys. I wanted to really address the topic of do follow versus no follow. Links are links. They all have some goodness to them, even if Google doesn't recognize them and always flew the, you know, page rank and link juice. I'm getting thirsty thinking about link juice. I want some. I think I'm going to go over to Brian's blog and get a little. Okay, you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. This is, once again, Eileen. And this is the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. When you get a chance, leave a review over in iTunes. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace.